I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Devraga Personal Finance, episode 132. And in this episode, we'll focus on the concept called the Rule of 72s. If you want me to discuss a specific topic, or if you have a specific question, don't hesitate to contact me via Twitter or via my Facebook page. For those of you that are new to the channel, there are three main aims. I call them the three E's. The first aim of this podcast channel is to be educated and improving your financial literacy. Because with education and improving your financial literacy, you can then use that to be empowered, which is the second E, so that you can take that knowledge back to your credentialed financial advisor and speak at a level that both of you can understand in. And the third E is to be entertained. Just a disclaimer, I'm not a financial advisor. I'm not an accountant. I'm not a lawyer. Nor am I a financial planner. Make sure you take any financial decisions you want to make to your appropriate advisors. In other words, don't listen to some random guy ranting on the internet about money. But if you're stuck on what to do in terms of broad principles, here are some simple steps to get you in the right track when it comes to saving, investing, and personal finance in general. In my humble view, there are five easy steps which anybody could follow. Step one is you got to pay yourself first. Take at least 20% of your after-tax income and put it aside because you're the most important person in your life. No one's going to care about you more than you. Step two is you got to invest that money, ideally into something you understand in or want to understand in. For me, I invest in index funds because I understand them. I like the stock market. I understand it. So I invest in it. Step three is wherever possible, you got to reinvest dividends. The power of compounding from reinvested dividends is phenomenal. Step four is you got to do it for the long term. Now, I'm not talking 5, 10, 15 years. I'm talking minimum 20, 30 or 40 plus years. The longer you do it, the better it is for you, which means the earlier you start, the better it is for you. And step five, wherever possible, you got to automate that investment forever. Automation means you're less likely to forget, which means you're more likely to stick to the plan and implement it. Now, there are some softwares out there and online investing firms that provide automation. Now, if you just did this five simple steps, over the long term, you're going to have more money than you'll ever need. And money is just a tool. It doesn't bring happiness. Use it as a tool to make your life a little bit better, but most importantly, the lives of people around you a lot better. Now, before we go on to the main topic of the Rule of 72s, I had to share something from a colleague. One of my colleagues checked their super and they noted something very unusual. They said to me that they've been charged what's called as advice fees on their superannuation fund on a regular basis. So I asked them what sort of advice they had received for them to be charging such fees. Well, they said no one from the super fund had actually contacted them about financial planning or investments or provided any advice. Now, that's a major problem. Essentially, my colleague was being charged advice fees, which they never received. This may have been going on for a long time, perhaps for months, if not years. And it's something that they realized when they looked at the transactions in their superannuation statement. So rule one, check your statement, check your super regularly. Now, this sort of thing is not, you know, new. It has happened before. And in fact, it was investigated in the 2018 Royal Commission into the financial services industry as part of the fees for no service scandals. Famously, NAB did something very similar. So the moral of the story here is check your super statement, check it often for any fees which you think cannot be easily explained. Because ultimately, I think it's pretty fair to say that if you're being charged for things that you're not being provided, then the people that are charging you are stealing money from you. And if you were to go and rob a bank or steal money from other people, it's punishable under the law. So make sure that you don't get ripped off. And in this case, it wasn't even a small super fund. It was actually a big super fund. So checking your fees and checking your statements is absolutely critical. Now to the main topic, what is the rule of 72s? Now, basically, it's a simple rule which can be used to find out how many years it'll take to double your money given a specific annual rate of return. That's in percentage per annum. And it's mainly used in mental arithmetic to try and calculate the returns quickly in your head. Now, if you're using an Excel spreadsheet, it actually has built-in functions for this, so which I didn't realize that Microsoft Excel had those functions built in, specifically taking into account the rule of 72s. Now, the rule of 72 can also be used to calculate the amount of annual compound rate of return if you can plug in the number of years it's taken to double your money. So it can be used, you know, to calculate the time taken to double your money or calculate the annual compound rate of return if you know the time that it's taken to double your money. So that's just, you know, basic mathematics. So what is the formula? Well, the number of years taken to double the money equals 72 divided by the rate of return annually. So can the rule of 72s be used in areas outside of finance? And the answer is yes, it can be used outside of the areas of personal finance and investing. Basically, it can be used in anything where there is a compound return. So GDP, the effective fees, macroeconomic numbers, etc. So let's use an example to highlight the rule of 72. If the rate of return is, let's say, 6% per annum, then the formula becomes 72 divided by 6, which is 12. So the interpretation of that would be it'll take you 12 years to double your money if your annual rate of return is 6% per annum. That's a pretty simple calculation. Now, let's see how, if you use the formula, how fees will affect your investment. If the cost of an investment is 3%, then the formula is 72 divided by 3, which is 24 years. Now, the interpretation of that is this means your investment principal will be reduced by half in 24 years. So you can see that I've used the rule of 72 to calculate the effect of fees on my investment principal. What about using the rule of 72s to see how interest rates on loans can be affected? So supposing you have a credit card, which I hope you don't pay any interest on it, but let's say for this example, the interest rate is 18% per annum, which is roughly what it is for most credit cards these days. Then the rule of 72 can be applied like this. 72 divided by 18, which is the rate of, you know, interest charged, is 4 years. Now, this means in 4 years' time, the amount of money you owe on the credit card will double. So again, I've used the rule of 72s to calculate how your debt can double over time. Now, let's use the same formula to calculate how inflation affects your investments. Now, suppose inflation is 5%. Then the rule of 72 suggests 72 divided by 5 is 14.4 years. This just means in 14.4 years, your buying power of your money will halve. So there are some of the examples that I've used the rule of 72s for, but most people tend to use it to calculate the time it takes for your money to double given the rate of return. That's probably the most common use for that particular formula. So who came up with the rule? Well, the earliest reference was actually way back in 1445 by an Italian mathematician called Luca Pacioli, but it's a reference to this formula. The chances are that this formula has been around even before that time, but that's the earliest reference to this formula, way back in the 1400s. Now, the rule of 72 is not limitless. It does have limitations. So number one, the rate of return, the optimal rate of return for use of this formula is around 6 to 10%. Okay, that seems to be the optimal rate of returns for which the rule of 72 works quite well. If you have higher rates of returns or lower rates of returns, it doesn't seem to provide an accurate picture. And that's why there are rules like the rule of 70 or the rule of 69.3, which try and accurately explain the principle. But the reason why 72 was probably chosen was likely because it has the most number of divisors, so it's a lot easier to calculate mentally. So how do you then account for those situations where the rates of returns is less than 6% or greater than 10%? So what if it's outside that range, 6 to 10%? And is there a rule that you can apply to the rule of 72s? And the answer is yes. So what you do is you take a benchmark of about 8% return, and for every 3% above this number, you add 1 to the number 72. So let's use an example to highlight this principle. So suppose the interest rate is 11% per annum. This is 3% higher than 8%. Therefore, you add 1 to the number 72, which now becomes a rule of 73. So if you have an interest rate of 11% and you've applied this principle to the rule of 72, your starting number is now 73. So the new formula becomes 73 divided by 11, which is 6.63 years to double your money. Now, what about for interest rates below 6%, such as let's say 5%? Well, technically what you then do is you need to reduce the number 72 by 1 for every 3% that it's below 8%. So let's say if your interest rate is 5%, this is 3% below 8%, so you've got to reduce the 72 by 1, so now it becomes a rule of 71. So the formula becomes 71 divided by 5, which is 14.2 years to double your money. So just a couple of things. The rule of 72 works reasonably well for between 6 and 10%, and if it's greater than 10%, then for every 3% after 8%, you've got to add 1 to 72. And for every 3% below 8%, you've got to subtract 72 by 1. So then it kind of becomes a rule of 73 or rule of 74 or rule of 71, depending on your rate of return. So it's interesting. After 131 episodes, I haven't actually done an episode on the rule of 72s, which is actually quite surprising. It's, I guess, an oversight on my behalf. It's quite a common financial rule that a lot of people tend to rely on in order to find out how long it'll take to double their money. So, which is, maybe I've mentioned it in one of the previous episodes, I'm not sure, but I haven't done a dedicated episode, I didn't think, about the rule of 72s. I did a quick search in all my episode database and I can't seem to find it. So I'd be interested to see whether I've talked about it in one of my previous episodes. And look, because the episode database is becoming quite substantial now, I actually can't remember all of the episodes that I've done myself unless I physically search for the title. So that's it for this episode, the rule of 72s. I've kept it very short, very simple. It's a relatively short episode, and it's just using the rule of 72 allows you to quickly work out how long it takes for your investment to double. And it's mainly used for mental calculations. The actual formula, which you can actually Wikipedia it, is actually quite complex. So now, if you're new to my podcast channel, go back and listen to previous episodes if you want. Contact me on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn. If you have any particular questions or comments, please send it to me. And please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcast or any podcasting platform that you may use. And when you leave a review, make sure you select the 5 stars, but also write a comment because I like reading comments. If there's anything that you want to learn about, write it in there. And it really does help promote the podcast. We're in the top 20 of investing style podcasts in Australia. And, you know, it's a free podcast channel. I don't charge anything. I don't get paid for doing this. I just do it because I like talking about money. And my whole aim is to make sure that everyone, including healthcare workers, non-healthcare workers, although primarily my audience seems to be healthcare workers, I want them to be able to learn about finance in a fun, enjoyable, succinct way, because I know all of you are time poor, and I really enjoy doing this podcast channel, podcast episode. So I really appreciate your support. Remember, the more ratings and reviews you leave, the more people get access to the podcast. So please keep them coming. Please share this channel and episodes on your own feed if you wanted to. And just remember, it's okay to talk about money. I mean, in Australia, we have this sort of thing about talking about money being a bad thing. It's not. It's a good thing. If we all talked about money and talked about finances and shared principles and knowledge, and fundamentally, it's about sharing principles and knowledge, I think we'd all be better off for it. And funnily enough, when I started the podcast channel, that's how it became reasonably popular, because people found that talking about money and learning about finances and applying principles in their own life was actually very important, in addition to all the important work that all of my listeners do. Now, remember to like the DevRaga Facebook page. That's a very easy way to access my podcast episodes. Shout out the questions and comments and topic suggestions, and share this channel with family and friends, Apple Podcasts, CastBox, Spotify, Google, Player FM, or directly from devraga.com, whatever you choose. Remember, always pay yourself first, because you're the most important person in your life. Take at least 20% of your after-tax income and put it aside. And learn about principles like Rule of 72s. Because it might come in handy one day. This is DevRaga Personal Finance, episode 132. And as always, now more than ever, especially Victoria, please stay safe.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.